Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook and I'm here with Kathy Kozak. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Lots of news out from the Supreme Court the last couple of days.
Keeping us very busy, isn't it? When they start issuing those decisions, history gets shaken up. That's clearly what's been happening the last couple of days.
Absolutely, and a lot of good news as far as I'm concerned.
We've got a discussion ahead about that very thing. But right now we're thinking about history, and something vital is lost when historic sites are allowed to fall apart. And historic preservationists operate from an acute sense of their importance to future generations. The Battle of Kuamo'o in 1819 signaled a fundamental shift in the lives of Hawaiian with the abolition of the kapu system, as it offered an object lesson in reconciliation. The site is the focus of a combined preservation and restoration effort by Aloha Kuamo'o Aina and the Trust for Public Land. Keola Beamer is their spokesperson, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Keola.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of us in Hawaii know and admire your music, and it occurred to me as we're getting ready to talk about this that your music and your culture have obviously deeply intertwined.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be one without the other, would it?
Right, right. You know, so many beautiful things came to my life from music. I found my passion, my love, and I found my wife, I found my home. Everything sort of came down through the music. Such a blessing.
But it also gives you a platform, Keola, and that's the platform that we're concerned with today, because the site on the Kona Coast is important. Why?
Oh, absolutely. It's really tremendously important. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the last battle waged in Hawaii in December of 1819 was a battle for Hawaii's future.
Yeah.
There were two opposing factions. And one was Kamehameha II, Liholiho, where, you know, his father had Kamehameha I had just died, leaving a power vacuum.
Yeah.
So the two cousins, Liholiho and Kekuokalani, had a different vision. Each one had a different vision for Hawaii's future. The modernists, which were Liholiho's, they wanted to abolish the kapu system and find a new way of operating in Hawaii. And Kekuokalani and his wife, the Princess Manono, were traditionalists, and they wanted to keep the old ways of Hawaii. So as these two parties met in battle, a very bloody and terrible campaign on this battlefield at Kuamo'o, in which Liholiho was victorious, and my ancestors, the Princess Manono and Kekuokalani, were both killed. And it was a very poignant time as it came down to me again through the music, the chants, and my family. You know, it was a very emotional kind of story where at her last breath, the Princess Manono uttered these words, Malama ko aloha, keep your love. She was talking about keep your love for Hawaii. And then she was felled finally by a musket ball and died next to her husband. And, you know, the sort of courage of that idea, that statement, went down through their followers. And those that survived were put in a stockade in Kona. And Liholiho, arriving the next day, he was actually at the battlefield. His battle chief was Kalani Moku. So Liholiho arrived the next day and heard these fallen warriors chanting, Ko aloha, malama ko aloha. Keep your love. And then he realized that, you know, these were his countrymen too, and he pardoned them.
And
so, go ahead.
That strikes me, Keola, as a really profound act of reconciliation, because, you know, if you don't have that, you essentially have the ingredients of civil war, right?
Exactly, exactly right. And that's the beautiful message of Kuamo'o. Pardon me, my morning throat here.
Sure.
The message of Kuamo'o is one of reconciliation.
Yeah.
And we hope to take the, you know, when you're there, you just feel this tremendous gravitas of these fallen warriors. They're all buried there, hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Including Manono and Kekuokalani. So it's a really precious place. We say Wahipana in Hawaiian. It's a very sacred area.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take that gravitas and that understanding of that conflict and remember it, because In history, if we don't
always repeat them. It's, it seems
that's the human condition. You know,
but around certainly around the mainland, if you've ever visited Gettysburg or the Bighorn or anything like the Alamo. I mean, it's that people who visit them, that are established historic sites. And I'm just using them as examples because no one who visits them needs to be persuaded of the value of preserving that site, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we'd like to take, our nonprofit has a vision, and our vision is to take this site of war and create a place for peace.
Yeah.
A place where we can study Ho'oponopono, which is, conflict resolution. We can try to understand what aloha is in the world. You know, when I was growing up, my mother, Winona Beamer, would often say "Malama ko aloha" before my brother and I went anywhere during the day, and we were wondering what's with the "Malama ko aloha" all the time. You know, Mom was she wanted us to cherish our love, keep our love. Her idea was that by keeping aloha in our hearts and reflecting on its meaning in our lives, we could help the idea of aloha to grow in the world. And thanks to my mom, aloha became much more than a word to me. It became a way of being in the world.
And by extension, Keola, preserving a historic site like this does a lot more than show you where a battle was fought.
Exactly.
Right? There's the whole idea, because most battles don't end in gestures of reconciliation.
Right.
Far from it. So that's a really profound difference. That's quite so there's a real lesson that would go with preservation of this site.
Absolutely, and we can take that lesson and leverage it into the future. First thing we have to do is to protect and preserve the site.
Sure.
And so that's what we're working on with the wonderful partners that you mentioned, the Trust for Public Land, you know, dedicated people, intelligent human beings who understand and are helping us. So far, we've raised over 92% of our $4.25 million that we need to protect the land. We've had tremendous help from Office of Hawaiian Affairs, the State Legacy Land Funds, the Coroner's Fund for Traditional Cultures of Combined Jewish Philanthropies, a whole bunch of wonderful sponsors have gotten us 92% there. So we're so close, and we're just praying that we can make this all work.
Well, there seems to be a collective understanding on the part of these people and organizations that there is... That historic preservation is not just sort of a dry academic pursuit, that it has a very, very serious lesson to impart, an educational function.
Absolutely, yeah. And there are wonderful people in the world that want aloha to succeed. Look at our world, how fractious it is, how dangerous it is. And if we can get that message out into a wider world of compassion and love for one another,
I don't think there's anything else that could work.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and in terms of the parlous state of the world, that if that doesn't do it, I don't know what will, but it's certainly a worthy effort. I really appreciate you taking the time, Keola. Thank you so much.
You too, Chris. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Keola Beamer is a spokesperson for Aloha Kuʻumoʻoʻāina and the Trust for Public Land, which are working to preserve the ancient Kuʻumoʻo battlefield and burial grounds on Hawaii Island, south of Kona. And you can learn more about that effort on the Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.